This is Forrest Elise interviewing CP150624-0047, who is given a verbal consent to the consent form, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It is June 24th, 2015 at 4:52. All right, so we'll get started. All right, so do you want to do some... Why don't you go ahead and just tell me a little bit about yourself?
Okay. About back then or just any time?
Maybe like how long you've been here or...
Okay. I've lived in Arizona since 1976, and I came down here to go to graduate school at ASU. I lived in Denver before then. I've lived a lot of different places, so in the country, in the U.S.
How's audio?
It's good. Yeah.
Good. Okay, we're checking audio mainly too.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe you could take me back to around the time that of your pregnancy and/or the labor and delivery, if there were any memorable aspects, like it was a very hot summer, or something was going on in terms of politics, or just something to situate us in the time.
Okay. It was in the year of 1967. And it was a very cold winter in Milwaukee. And actually, a few weeks before the birth, we had had a big snowstorm. And there was no way to, we lived in an apartment building, there was no way to even get out of the parking lot, which was scary to me because my doctor had told me that it was going to be a rapid delivery. And so, because I was dilated so many, such and such a level, I can't remember exactly. And then I remember I was in his office, and I started crying when I said we couldn't really get out of the parking lot. And I had even spoken with the next door neighbor, who was a physician on leave from Vietnam. But he wasn't an OBGYN, and he said, you know, if I have to, I can deliver your baby, which, you know, was some comfort, but not really. And the doctor had told me that the baby was situated in such a way that the cord could wrap around her neck. And so when he told me that it was going to be a fast delivery and we had had this snowstorm, I got tearful, and I said, well, what can I do? And he said, well, what do you want me to do? Put you in the hospital early? And I said yes, because we lived, I don't know how many miles, but we lived quite a ways out of town. And so anyway, he did put me in the hospital early. And I was in the hospital. We had a deal that he wanted to do an x-ray of the baby because he could tell whether or not the bones were formed enough for, you know, the delivery to take place. And I didn't really want to be x-rayed. I didn't think it was a good idea. But we had a deal that if she was not born by Valentine's Day, that he would induce labor. So anyway, he decided ultimately to go ahead and do the x-ray once I'd been in the hospital a couple days. And it showed that she was, you know, ready to be born and everything. But they kept, he said, we're going to continue to keep you here for the next few days. But if Valentine's Day comes, then, you know, that's it. So anyway, a few days before Valentine's Day, I went into labor in the hospital. And I started with having these labor pains in my back, which was kind of weird. I wasn't sure I was in labor. And I called the nurse, and I said, and there was a nursing shortage at that point in the hospital, and I called the nurse, and she said, I'll be in there when I can. I have to empty all the trash cans on the floor first. So there I was, and finally, like 20 minutes later or something, she showed up. And when she looked at me, she could tell that the baby was about ready to be born, and so she screamed and ran out of the room and called my doctor, and he got there just right about as she was being born, and he didn't even have time to put on a white coat or anything like that. And he was very angry because he said, you know, I put this patient in the hospital early for a reason, and you call me at the last minute. Also, he had been at a basketball game that was tied. He wasn't real happy about that. So anyway, she was basically born with almost no sedation or anything like that, and born very quickly. And then he gave me Demerol right after the birth, and I had a paradoxical reaction to that. Normally that would calm you down, and I was like wired, you know, I jabbered constantly, called everybody I could think of, you know, to tell them about her birth and so on. So that's basically what happened.
So when you, so who was in the room with you for one thing?
Okay, that was interesting, the person who was in the room with me. What happened was I had been in the room by myself, and then they moved in a woman into the room who had pneumonia, and they didn't have her baby in the room with her because of her pneumonia, and her baby was going to be brought in to be breastfed, and my baby was in the room, and I complained. I said, wait a minute. I said, you know, this woman has pneumonia. I don't want my baby exposed to that. And they said, well, there's nothing we can do. So I said, well, I'm going to call my doctor. Well, as soon as I said that, suddenly there was something they could do. And they moved her out of the room. And she agreed with me. I mean, she understood totally. And she said, I would feel the same way you do. So anyway, that happened too. So I was in there by myself after that. Yeah.
So was your husband with you?
He wasn't. He was back where we lived. I had another older child. And, of course, there was no time to call anybody, you know, to be there for the delivery or anything. So I was the only one there.
Did you have any family in town? Was your mother still?
No. My mother lived in a distant state. And the only person there was my husband and my other child. But like I say, we lived out of town, and, you know, they couldn't camp at the hospital or anything. So that's what happened.
When you, was your pregnancy a planned pregnancy?
I wouldn't call it exactly planned, but it was not a huge surprise. And it was like we wanted to have another child, but we weren't really specifically trying that hard at that moment in time. So it was like that. It wasn't like, you know, we're going to really try to have a baby right this second. Yeah.
Did you have any sort of birth plan or take birth classes?
I'm trying to remember if I did with that pregnancy. I think I had already taken those classes earlier. And, you know, I was about ready to take classes on how do you deliver a baby or something. My doctor said, you know, I think you're somebody who could deliver your own baby if you had to. But he said, I don't want you have to do that because of the cord and where the baby's situated and everything.
What was the concern with the cord?
That it was wrapped around the baby's neck in the position, and that the baby could be strangled, you know, during the birth process without a doctor being there for the delivery.
So he actually knew that at this point it was loosely kind of around the neck?
You know, I don't know exactly how it was. In those days, they didn't show you images like they do now. So I don't know. He just said the position the baby's in means that it's very likely the cord is wrapped around the child's neck, and, you know, it could be a dangerous kind of delivery if you don't have help. So
had you intended to give birth without any medication?
Not necessarily one way or the other, but I had had an easy time before. And so I wasn't real worried about it one way or the other. I wasn't extremely concerned. But normally I would have had something, you know, some kind of medication. Yeah.
At this point, they were giving epidurals, though, correct, or no?
They did give epidurals, but I didn't have an epidural. I was somewhat leery of epidurals. I had heard from other people that something about if you raise your head, you end up with a splitting headache and this, that, and the other. And I didn't feel like I really needed an epidural. So I had had a neighbor when I had lived in another city who had all of her children through natural childbirth. And she taught me a lot of the, you know, exercises, squatting and this, that, and the other to do for that. So I wasn't really that worried about that part of it. I was more worried about something going wrong without a doctor there.
So once the baby was born, what then? Did they give you your baby?
Yes, my baby was in the room with me. And, you know, I was nursing for the first several months. And I would say that I was probably in the hospital several days afterwards. In those days, they had people in the hospital a lot longer than they do now. You know, and I was probably in there a good 3 or 4 days before I went home. Yeah.
That's interesting. So they didn't take the baby to a nursery, and they just had it in the bassinet next to your bed then?
Yeah, it's what in those days they called rooming in, you know, where you have your baby in the room with you. So, and I had done that in my previous pregnancy too, so...
So there was nothing actually wrong with the cord, though, once the baby was born? The cord was not wrapped around?
You know, actually, let me change something. I didn't have rooming in. That I had it before, and the reason I remember I didn't is because someone said, don't have rooming in because, you know, you've got to go home to your other child, too, who's like 2 years old, and rest while you can. So I took that advice. I didn't actually have rooming in that time. I did the time before.
But that's nice, so it was an option.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. It was a women's hospital.
Okay. So can you talk about your pregnancy?
It was pretty uneventful, really, the pregnancy itself, other than, you know, as the time came and with the weather bad and all that, that was the scary part. But other than that, there was not anything about that pregnancy that wasn't a particularly difficult or particularly easy pregnancy or whatever. It was just kind of a typical experience, I think. And we had moved to that city, I would say when I was several months pregnant, we had moved there from somewhere else. So, and we lived in a big apartment complex. And so I did know a few people there, but not many.
How did you feel about being pregnant? I mean, did you feel good in your skin or?
I felt good about it, but it was a somewhat stressful period in the sense that, you know, moving and some of the difficulties with, it was competition between my mother and my in-laws. And for example, this was right beforehand, but I had said to my in-laws, don't come for Christmas this year because my mother's coming. We lived in a 2-bedroom, 1-bath apartment. Well, they came, you know. And so it's like there were those kinds of things going on. Yeah.
Yeah. And those can complicate things.
Yeah.
So did you put on a lot of weight?
I can't remember how much weight I gained. I think it was just kind of typical, like probably 20 or 30 pounds or something. Yeah. I mean, I didn't gain a huge amount. I didn't have swollen ankles or anything like that. I had had toxemia in an earlier pregnancy, so I was very careful about monitoring things. And
what is toxemia?
One thing that was kind of interesting is I do remember this. This was my third pregnancy. And I was so afraid of having toxemia again that both for my second pregnancy and the third one, I had rented a blood pressure instrument, and I took my own blood pressure every day. And I had decided that if my blood pressure went up, I was going to make up a story about and go to the doctor for some reason, you know. But that had happened in my first pregnancy, and it wasn't realized. So,
is that what toxemia is?
Well, toxemia is when, my understanding of it is, it's when your kidneys start to fail and your blood pressure shoots way up. I had had like a grand mal convulsion and everything else. I mean, I could have literally died, you know. And so I was very careful about things like that. And I read later that toxemia is much more common in first pregnancies. So I never had it again, which was good. Yeah.
You know, I don't think I realized that I thought Ruth was your only child.
No, I have a daughter who is 2 years older than Ruth. Yeah.
How was your experience with her? Did you, was it similar to Ruth's
birth? It was a very good experience. I did have rooming in for that one. And she was born after my first child had died. So it was really an extremely positive experience. And it was an uneventful pregnancy and, you know, no complications or anything.
And yeah. Then her in the hospital?
Yes, yeah. In a different hospital, different city.
What was the season?
The season was fall. Yeah, that's yeah, nice. Denver. Yeah.
So what was home life then once you got home with Ruth and having another toddler or young child? What's 2 years? So the other daughter was 2 years old when Ruth
Correct,
came home?
Yeah. It was, you know, just kind of a typical situation, I would say, you know.
Did she sleep through the night? And
you know, I'm trying to even remember. She was a pretty easy little baby. Later on, what happened was she would get up and sit up in the crib in the middle of the night and start playing with things, you know. And so you'd hear all this noise going on. And she was always a very precocious child physically. Like she crawled at 4 months, she walked at 8 months. You know, she just, again, something that I think she inherited from her father's side of the family, because I'm not necessarily that athletic. But, and she always was a really good athlete. So, yeah.
So had you known before that you wanted to have two children?
Originally, when I was a child growing up, I used to say I was going to have 6 children, and each of them were going to look like one of my friends. But as I grew up and had kids, I didn't think I wanted to have 6 children. Yeah, 2 was a good number. Yeah.
And you have a career, and I imagine that.
But I didn't have a career then. Yeah, I went back to graduate school much later. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me look at my notes and see if I'm... Did you feel prepared for your delivery experiences?
I think I did the second and third pregnancies. You know, I felt prepared. I mean, obviously, the way things went with the third pregnancy... I wasn't totally prepared for the way it was going to unfold, you know, but you know, I think I knew what to expect within reason. I didn't expect that the nurse would be emptying trash cans about the time I was ready to deliver. I wasn't sure, though, that I was in labor because of having pains in my back. I had never experienced that before. It was just like twinges initially. And so I thought, well, is that really, but it was rhythmic, you know, so I thought, well, maybe that really is labor. Yeah.
Did the women in your family talk to you about what to expect?
Not really. I mean, I think they probably had in earlier situations, but I knew, you know, I knew something about my mother's pregnancies, but I had known that for years, yeah.
Did you have your seizure at home, or were you?
I was in the hospital, but barely, yeah. Fortunately, I lived a few blocks from the hospital at that point. Yeah.
And your health was fine after that?
My health was fine, you know. I was just worried it was going to happen again, you know. And I had gone to a general practitioner who was the family doctor for my husband's family. And my mother kept saying, you know, why don't you go to an OBGYN? But I wanted to do kind of what was expected in that situation. But after that child died of a crib death, I then went to see an OBGYN and had him review my records and everything. And he said, you know, this may not ever happen to you again. And he also was very critical of the doctor I had been to. He said, you know, he must have been throwing your urine samples down the drain or something. He said he had seen you like the week before, and he said, I think you can easily, I wanted to know whether I should have another child or not, because I didn't understand everything that had happened. And he said, you know, you should probably be fine as long as you go to somebody who knows what they're doing. But he said, whatever you do, don't go back to Joe Schmo. So, and you know how doctors don't usually criticize one another. Yeah.
Well, it's really wonderful that you had two, you know, good birthing experiences.
Oh, it is. It really is. Yeah.
So we're separating these stories into themes. Mm-hmm. And so we're asking people to maybe, if they can, come up with a word or a small grouping of words that kind of describes their experience. It's a challenging question.
It is. I'll have to think about that. I guess one thing I would say is certainly they were positive experiences. I also would say they were somewhat challenging for me in the sense that one thing I learned from that first experience, my father was a physician, and I had always gone to good doctors. And I just kind of trusted my doctor. And I really came to believe something that I read in a book later on, but I believed it already, which is that you really have to be a partner with your doctor, and you can't just say whatever you think. You've got to, I felt I had to, like I had to take my own blood pressure and things like that, which was probably excessive, but that's how I felt, you know, that I wanted to take charge this time, make sure that things went, you know, the way they should go. Yeah.
Women have been saying, too, that going through that the birth experience, labor and delivery experience, for them has brought out aspects of their personality or inner strength that they didn't even really know they were capable of, you know? Mm-hmm. And it seems, too, that you've maybe the taking control part and being your own advocate was something that you gained from that tragedy, you know.
I did. And I just really believe that you have to rely on your doctor up to a point, but you have to be in charge. It's your baby and your delivery, and yeah.
I meant to ask you and I forgot, did you have an episiotomy or did you have any issues with tearing or any physical?
No, not really. Not really. I didn't really have, I think I did have an episiotomy, but I don't remember that much about it, to tell you the truth. Yeah, with at least one of the pregnancies, yeah.
I think they were pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's mixed. I had to have one, but...
I know you had a rough time. Yeah, you did. I felt bad for you when I read that. Yeah.
But let's see. I don't think I have any other questions for you. I think we did great. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you're very welcome.
Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to add before we turn off?
I don't think so.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, I really